Following the attacks, Governor Snyder said he was hitting the pause button on efforts to get more visas for Middle Eastern refugees to settle in Michigan.
It's important that there are people in need across the world and that we're open to those folk. We just want to make sure we're following the best practices and making sure we're keeping our country safe.
The governor said he wants to see a Department of Homeland Security review of its procedures before there's any further action on refugee visas for people fleeing violence in Syria and other Mideast countries. His statements became part of a national narrative.
As more than half the governors in the country are now protesting Syrian refugees entering their states.
And a serious partisan divide is emerging on Capitol Hill and in state houses across the country.
Governors in each of the following states tonight saying that Syrian refugees are not welcome.
In that context, refugee resettlement groups in Michigan were both concerned and perplexed. After all, this was the self-proclaimed most pro-immigration governor in America talking. And some people are making big plans around the state's apparent willingness to take on more refugees.
As you see, the school is about 40,000, 45,000 square foot.
Milaz Alatasi is a physician who's part of a group working to build a new Syrian refugee relocation center in Pontiac in an abandoned schoolhouse.
What we envision here is more of a community center, non-religious place. So we're going to have, you know, in the back there, there's gym. We're going to have an area where people can socialize.
Alatasi says his group already provides help to new refugees with housing, English language lessons, shopping, and finding employment. Those are the kinds of services Governor Snyder says are critical to making Michigan a successful new home for refugees. So let's sort through where things stand. Governor Snyder said in September that he would ask the federal government for additional visas for refugees. Typically, about 4,000 refugees a year resettle in Michigan. Many of them are from Middle Eastern countries because Michigan already has a large Middle Eastern population ready to welcome them and help out. And the truth is, a governor can't really stop immigration.
The federal government decides who gets to be a citizen. The federal government gets to decide who can cross the border.
That's University of Michigan law professor Richard Primus.
The federal government is vested with the authority to control foreign affairs, diplomacy, war and peace, and immigration.
But just like Rick Snyder's done, governors can request visas to resettle refugees in their states. Snyder says he's put just such a request for Michigan on hold. But here's the thing. When I asked to see documentation of the administration's request, I was told there is none. So the pause the governor called for, there's really nothing to pause. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.